I'm Lazo Gichos, I'm 19, and I grew up in the Metha Valley. Today, we bring you the fifth season, an audio series about surviving wildfire smoke in North Central Washington. Colm Godwin just turned 7 years old. He loves Star Wars and Harry Potter and Legos. He's a proud Metha Valley resident.
I've been in the Metho my whole life.
Colm's parents, Kara and Eric, moved to the Metha Valley from Seattle 10 years ago. He's a software engineer. She's an architect. They wanted to live in a place with natural beauty, a place to breathe in the mountain air. And at first, it was.
So the first 3-4 years we lived here, there was no smoke whatsoever.
But the year Colm was born...
And then the year Colm was born with the Carlton Complex fire, and he was just like 7 weeks old when it started, was when we really had our crash course in smoke.
And then 2 years later came another crash course for the Godwins, this time in asthma.
Our crash course into asthma, which was about a month before he turned two, we had 3 ER visits and 2 hospital stays in 5 weeks.
Between the growing frequency of annual wildfire smoke and Colm's asthma, the Godwins knew that they had to adapt. So they started developing ways of keeping their indoor air clean.
Well, I think the biggest thing we do is we stop using the propane cooktop, because that we've really noticed how it affects the air quality. We lock the windows and not just shut them. That extra locking can really make a difference about how much smoke can get in. We stop vacuuming and we stop anything that runs a fan. We try to avoid the dryer as long as we can, because that just pulls in outside air. Last year was the first time we actually went around and sealed off the vents.
The Godwins are also Metha Valley Clean Air Ambassadors. Clean Air Ambassadors host low-cost air quality sensors at their homes to provide air quality data in real time. Data from the sensor is sent to a website where other people can see it. It's a super practical way of seeing where the air quality is good and bad. And Eric says it does something else.
There is that sense of it's not just us.
Yeah.
occasionally you look at it and you're like, oh, I think we're the worst sensor in the state. Or this, you know, I feel like we're kind of trapped. But other times you look at it and you're like, okay, everyone's dealing with this.
Friends and neighbors can be a great resource for fun when kids need to be kept indoors. One creative way the Godwins have relied on their community is through a toy exchange.
You know, to be able to stay inside, you have to have something a little bit different. When the pandemic started, we traded every week with a friend a new toy set and some books. And it was just amazing how a friend's toys were way better and you could stay inside.
Preparing spaces for fire and smoke isn't just the responsibility of individual families. It's also the role of institutions like schools. Tom Venable is the superintendent for the Metha Valley School District. He recognizes that smoke is here to stay.
My own children speak about a fifth season called the fire season. And I hear that term used by many throughout our community now. And many speculate, similar to how they might with regard to winter and snowfall, many speculate as to what the wildfire season might bring this year.
It's Tom's job to keep people safe at school.
My first reaction is one steeped in feelings and emotion. You know, certainly it's been disruptive and created a deep sense of despair, but it's also created a sense of resiliency, hope, all of which is translated into action, starting with partnerships.
The school district partnered with a local nonprofit called Clean Air Metha. Together, they worked to make the school building smoke-proof. They've become pioneers in institutional smoke preparedness.
Through the purchase of high-quality air purifiers that have been installed in every learning space, coupled with the installation of MERV 13 filters placed in our HVAC systems, we believe that we can actually provide cleaner air quality in our schools than what students or school age children experience in many of their households.
Tom says 40% of Mehta Valley School District students are on free or reduced meal services. Clean air is another vital service schools can offer. For individuals and institutions, preparation means less stress and more safety, and more enjoyment of the beautiful Mehta Valley. Get your smoke-ready checklist at cleanairmehta.org or find us on Facebook.